No More War. Welcome to today's show, and it's the official chart that was first produced yesterday. And that was, of course, the 4th of March. We are racing towards a big day in April 1st when the UK really starts to have problems with the electric supply, the gas supply, and the food prices, and absolutely everything will go rocket through the roof, and makes you wonder how people are going to survive. Of course, if you're not on a fixed tariff, you are going to find yourself in a serious shit, and you will want to save as much as possible on the electrics. Anyway, so today we are talking about a different kind of war, and that is the war for the top place in the charts. So here we go, the top 40, down 8 places to 40, Pushing P, Gonna Future, Fung Yug. Down from 21 to 39, Knock Knock, Tian Wayne, and M24. Up 2 places to 38, BMW, by Bad Boy, Chiller Crew. Up 2 places this week to 37, Used to This, Wilkinson and Izzy Cross. And up 6 places to 36, goes Central C and Khabib. Down 4 places to 35 this week goes Charlie Puth, Light Switch. New entry at 34, Becky Hill, Galantis and Run. Down 3 places to 33 goes Adele and Easy On Me. Up 3 places to 32 goes Charlie XCX, featuring Rina Sawayama and Beg For You. Up 5 places to 31 goes Behold, Numb Little Bug. At 30, down one place, goes Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart. Up 5 places to 29, goes Cat Burns and Go. A big rise this week of 40 places, goes R Craze, Virgin Cherish, Do It To It, to 28. And down one place to 27, goes Gale with ABCDEFU. Up one place to 26, goes Heat Waves, Glass Animals. New entry at 25, Central C, Straight Back To It. Up 4 places to 24 goes Tate McCree, She's All I Wanna Be. Down 3 places to 23, Ed Sheeran, Shivers. And down 9 places to 22, Digger D, Still Bricking with Pump 101. Down 4 places to 21, Packs and Potions by Hazy. Down 1 place to 20 goes Deep Lock Europe, featuring AJ Tracy, Make You Smile. Up 3 places to 19 goes Tiesto and AVA Max, or Ava Max, The Motto. Adele stays at number 18 with Oh My God. And down 3 places to 17, RD and H and War. Up 9 places this week to 16 goes George Ezra, Anyone For You. Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits goes down 4 places this week to 15. Up 1 place to 14, Fingers Crossed by Lawrence Spencer Smith. Up 3 places to 13, Boyfriend, Dove Cameron. Staying at 12, Ed Sheeran, The Joker and the Queen. Up from 23 to 11 this week goes Jack Jones featuring Menek, Where Did You Go? The top 10 at 10, down 2, The Family Madrigal, Stephanie Beatrice, Olga Madris, Meredith. Up 1 place to 9, Overseas D-Block Europe featuring Central C. And down 3 places to 8 is Mimi Webb and House on Fire. Staying at 7, Sam Fender, 17 Going Under. Up 3 places to 6 goes Lucy Lute featuring Colin Hay, Down Under. Down 2 places to 5, Jessica Darrow and Surface Pressure from the motion picture soundtrack of Encanto. Up 1 place to 4, Make Me Feel Good by Belters. Only featuring Jazzy. Up 1 place to 3, Where Are You Now? Lost Frequencies, Callum Scott. And staying at number 2, Peru by Fireboy DML and Ed Sheeran. And staying at number 1, We Don't Talk About Bruno by Gaetan Castillo, Adaza Feliz. That is from the motion picture soundtrack of Encanto. The top 100 from 100 to 40. Here we go, down from 84 to, so that's 16 places to 100. I can't anymore. 450 Bad Boy Chiller Crew featuring S Dog. A reentry in 98, Tom Odell and Another Love. Reentry in 97, Black Magic, Jonasu. And new entry in 94, Could Have Been Me, Halsey. Reentry at 91, Location, Dave featuring Burna Boy. A reentry at 89, Don't Wake Me Up, Jonas Blue and Why Don't We. And we continue up the charts and we get to number 74, and that is a new entry, I'm Tired by Labyrinth and Zendaya. New entry at 71, BBY Cakes, Murat, Massa, Lil Uzi Vert. Come on, people. What kind of name is that for a song? For an artist on a song? Bloody hell. New entry at 68. Freaky Deaky, Tiger, and Doja Cat. Some really strange names on these in these charts these days. So let's carry on. New entry at 54. King, Florence and the Machine. Well, that's better, isn't it? Good old Florence and the Machine. So there you go, that's your, that's all you got for the new entries and re-entries on that climber. So let's talk about the official album chart. And here we go with the album chart this week. And lots of new entries to be had. So here we go, at 40, down three places. What's the Story, Morning Glory? Down one place to 39, Legend by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Down from 24 to 38 this week goes Sam Fender and 17 Going Under. Our first new entry at 37, The Volterol Years, Half Man, Half Biscuit. Down 5 places to 36, Years and Years by and the album called Nightcore. Pop Smoke and the album Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon goes down 3 places this week to 35. Harry Styles is descending with his album Fine Line. Down 4 places this week to 34. And down from 27 to 33 this week, of course, at 6 places, goes The Beatles and the album Number 1. Down 3 places to 32 goes Drake, Certified Lover Boy. A new entry at 31, Nobody's Home, Baccar. Down 2 places to 30 goes Lewis Capaldi with the album Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent. Down 4 places to 29 goes Michael Jackson, Number Ones. Down 6 places to 28, Rumours by Fleetwood Mac. Down 1 place to 27, Dua Lipa, Future Nostalgia. Down 5 places to 26, AM, Arctic Monkeys. Down 5 places to 25, Time Flies, 1994-2009, Oasis. And down 8 places to 24, goes D-Block Europe with Home Alone 2. And staying at 23, Psychodrama by Dave. And down 6 places to 22, goes Weekend and Dawn FM. Down 3 places to 21 goes ABBA, Greatest Hits. And up 26 places this week to 20, The College Dropout by Kanye West. Down 2 places to 19, 2 places to 19 goes Planet Her and Doja Cat. New entry at 18, Scorpions and Rock Believer. A new entry at 17, Beth Hart and A Tribute to Led Zeppelin. Down 1 place to 16 goes Elton John and Diamonds. Down 2 places to 15, Queen, The Greatest Hits. Down 3 places to 14, Divide by Ed Sheeran. Down 1 place to 13, The Highlights, Weekend. And down 2 places to 12, goes Fleetwood Mac and 50 Years, Don't Stop. Down 3 places to 11, Between Us, Little Mix. And here comes the top 10. Full of new entries. At 10, new entry, Gang of Youths, Angel in Real Time. Down 3 places to 9 goes Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. Staying at 8, We're All Alone This Together, Dave. And Olivia Rodrigo, Sour, goes down 2 places this week to 7. Down 3 places to 6 goes Adele and the album 30. And from number 1 to number 5 goes Equals by Ed Sheeran. And here's a new entry, at number 4, new entry, Johnny Marr, Fever Dreams Parts 1 and 4. New entry at 3, Love Sucks, Avril Lavigne. And new entry at number 2, The Tipping Point, Tears for Fears. And straight in at number 1 this week is Central Cee and 23. So there is your very interesting album chart. I've listened to Avril Lavigne's album, and I've listened to Tears of Fears, and I've got my own opinions on that. I won't share, but I wasn't impressed, put it that way. But you know, you might be. So let's have a look at the down below the top 40. We'll look for the re-entries and new entries. Re-entry at 99, definitely maybe by Oasis. Re-entry at 98, question mark. XXXTentacion. Re-entry at 97, The Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye West. Re-entry at 93, Joz Ezra, and staying at Tamaras. And poor old Dr. Dre, dropping like a stone from 61 to 92 with his album 2001. And we'll go up the charts a little bit more, and we will see, hopefully, some a re-entry somewhere, or a new entry. Re-entry, there you go, 67, Ancient Dreams in a Modern Land, Marina. And George Michael, if you're into George Michael, of course, very, very, still a very big star, despite the fact that he's no longer with us. His album 25, staying at 62. Re-entry at 55, Elvis Presley. Elvis, 13 number one hits. Still making money, even though he's no longer with us. And down from number two last week to number 49 this week, Bad Boy Chiller Crew, Disrespectful. So sure that would be very disrespectful, the fact that he has gone down, or they have gone down that many places. So the last new entry before the top 40, of course, and that is at number 42, Elvis Bailey, Shining in the Half Light. So there's a lot of new entries, very interesting chart this week on the album charts. So let's have a look at the films. Here we go then. At 40, new entry, From Below. 39, re-entry, Zack Snyder's Justice League. New entry at 38, Legend. New entry at 37, Escape from LA. A re-entry at 36, Mortal Kombat 2021. Down three places, 35, goes Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. New entry at 34, The Kingsman Collection. Down two places, 33, Spencer. And down 12 places to 32 this week, Cry Macho. And up five places to 31, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Beasts, sorry, not Beasts. Up 8 places to 30, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Re-entry at 29, Roald Dahl's The Witches. And up 8 places to 28, Last Night in Soho. And up 8 places this week to 27, Spirit Untamed, the movie. And down 4 places to 26, The Lord of the Rings trilogy. Up 5 places to 25, Halloween Kills. Up 4 places to 24, Spider-Man Far From Home. A new entry at 23, Ant-Man. And up 4 places to 22, goes Sing. And up 3 places to 21, The Addams Family 2. Down 2 places to 20, A Quiet Place Part 2. Staying at 19, Peter Rabbit 2. Down 4 places to 16, goes Space Jam, A New Legacy. Sorry, 3 places. Down 2 places to 17, The Greatest Showman. Down 2 places to 15, Residential Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City. Down 2 places to 14, King Richard. Up 1 place to 13, The Croods, A New Age. Down 3 places to 12, The Boss Baby 2, Family Business. And up 10 places to 11, The Suicide Squad. And here's your top 10 at 10. Staying at 10, Fast and Furious 9. Down 2 places to 9, Eternals. Staying at 8, Venom, Let There Be Carnage. And up 4 places to 7, Paw Patrol, the movie. Down 1 place to 6, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Up 1 place to 5, No Time to Die. June 2021 stays at 4, down 1 to 3, Encanto. Down 1 to 2, Gucci, the House of Gucci. And up 2 places to this week's number 1, The King's Man. And there is your top 40 films for this week. So thank you very much for tuning in to this these three charts I give you, and a little bit of conversation along the way. Of course, we started with the war currently going on with Ukraine and Russia for whatever reason, ridiculous, senseless, and hopefully a resolution can come, and when they get around the table and talk sense for once, and this fighting can a ceasefire can be held, and humanity has got a great way of dealing with these things. We deal with conflicts in our own way. It takes a little bit of time. People may die from it, but I think sense will prevail eventually. And yeah, that's all I've got to say on the matter. So hopefully you've enjoyed these chats this week. And we'll be back either Friday or Saturday of next week for the new charts. And let's see if we're gonna get some more new entries and re-entries into the charts next week. Found the album chart this week was quite interesting, to be honest with you, with the new entries, of course, with Avril Lavigne and Tears for Fears. And Tears for Fears beating Avril Lavigne, so by one place, so that's quite interesting. Tears for Fears obviously have still got their fans, and Tipping Point, there's quite a few songs on there that's all right, actually. And so it might be worth you while just listening to the album, and perhaps you could even listen to it on Tidal. You can get 7 days for free, so you don't get charged for anything. So as long as you don't have any payment system in the Google, in Google, then you'll be okay. So don't make get rid of your payment system in Google, and get Tidal, or get Tidal from a different application where there's no, you've got just an email address, you've got nothing tied to your account, and get 7 days for free. So listen to the albums. That's how I've listened to the albums, and that's where I can kind of give you that information, a little bit of information. I don't want to ruin it for you, so because my tastes are completely different to yours, so you might really enjoy the Avril Lavigne album. There's a couple of songs on there that's all right, but for Avril Lavigne, the way I've known Avril Lavigne, listening to Avril Lavigne, it's kind of more becoming rock than pop. Do you know this? In her previous albums, there's more kind of pop, kind of youngish kind of sound kind of vibes. Really commercialized kind of vibes. Really nice songs that flows. You know, but I think the new album and the last one was ridiculously poor. But I think this new album is a lot stronger, but it's a little bit more on the rock side. And I don't particularly like rock, so that is the reason why. There's a couple of songs that weren't rock, was more what she used to do, so that was really nice to hear. And they were good songs, it has to be said. And I reckon that the songs I'm talking about will definitely get into the chart. But for the whole album to pay, like, was it, I don't know, it's £8 or £10 or something. I don't think so. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed that one. Thank you again to officialcharts.com, where I got this from. You can read this yourself, officialcharts.com charts, and log into that. Get rid of all the adverts, because there's quite a lot of adverts ruining this, to be honest with you. But this is where they get the money from, so I can understand that. So log on to that. You can see for yourself all the, and there's other things going on there. There's singles, albums, like I've already given to you, compilations, dance, black music, rock and alternative country roots, DVD and Blu-ray, streaming, vinyl, USA, Irish, end of year, and more. So log yourself onto that website. It's very good, apart from the adverts, as I say. And hopefully you've enjoyed that one. Thank you very much. Take care and stay safe. Bye-bye.